Please join me in welcoming the fantastic Jerry D from Totally Rad Christmas onto Kringle Talks Christmas in true Totally Rad style. Hit it. So this isn't the first time we've actually spoken. We have had previous. I joined Jerry on his podcast to review a Cilla Black episode from the... Oh, what was the episode? I can't remember the episode now.
It was her special, I think.
It was her special. The less said about that, the better. Not too sure I've completely gotten over it. Jerry, welcome to Kringle Talks Christmas. How are you? How's everything?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. Yes, it's been a pleasure. I've been trying to think of something to get you back on as well. Unfortunately, the recording times is where it's a little bit difficult, and so we'll make it work. I promise, we'll make it work.
We will. It's a difficulty because I'm in a 2-bedroom flat, so the days that I am available to do it usually is when the family are around. So it's like trying to work out. I've got a 3-year-old and 11-year-old trying to work out bedtimes and. Mm-hmm. We will get there. I mean, we're doing this one, you know, hopefully.
Right.
We're
I'm
able
excited.
To
yeah.
Hopefully, yeah. How's your 2023 season coming along? How much into it are you getting done?
It's so far so good. So my season starts after February 2nd, so that's kind of like when season 3 ends. So season 4 started that next week, and so we're into the Christmas holiday, you know, now.
Yes.
The actual like go time. And so it's really going. We have in October I did a Halloween episode on Mondays, and then a Christmas episode on Fridays, and then, you know, in November it's Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then Christmas time in December it's just go Christmas all the time. So it's like 3 episodes a week. So it's I'm excited for it. It's some of them are really obscure, and some of them are a little bit better.
To be fair, not our episode anyway.
No. that was an interesting one. Yeah, Cilla Black.
It was. To be fair, I'm trying to cramp up and ramp up my season at the moment. Obviously, I start usually around Leon Day. I try to get the midway point done because it's around my birthday, right, as well as my daughter's birthday. So I try to get mine out from there and then do sort of monthly ones. You know, I haven't stolen as such Tim Babb's one of just doing it every 25th of the month, but I kind of have stolen it. But you know, when I get him on the show, I will officially formally apologize to him for that.
Well, there's a few guys that do it, so I think you're in good company. It'll be okay.
Exactly. So I was gonna ask you kind of what made you start your Christmas podcast and about the 80s, because yours is obviously really focusing on the 80s.
It's pretty niche.
What is it about the 80s? Yeah. What is it about the 80s that decided, you know what, I'm going to do an 80s Christmas podcast?
Well, so I was a guest on Tis the Podcast. I had been a member, one of their listeners, and I had been on their Reddit page. And when they got Facebook, I was on that. And I would just comment here and there, different facts and sometimes different opinions on certain things. And finally, I heard that they were doing that. If you're a Patreon, you know, a patron, if you remember their Patreon, then you can come on the show. And I knew that at this point, my love for Rankin Bass, because I love those old Rankin Bass Christmas specials. They're a big thing here in, you know, in the U.S., not so much over there for y'all. But
yeah.
I was like, they need more love. Anthony's the only one really defending these guys. So I had to be on their show. So I was on their show. And after I did that episode and it dropped, Todd Killian from Christmas Clatter said, you know what, you're that was a fun episode, you should have your own show. So I thought, okay. And so I planned on doing it, and when the pandemic hit, then that's when I finally just said, okay, I got to do something or I'm gonna go crazy. And yeah. So I decided to do that. And why Christmas? Well, because I mean, like you, we love Christmas, so it's you know.
Absolutely.
You got to do that. Now why 80s? Well, I was born 1980, so I grew up throughout the 80s, and that's like when Christmases were the most magical and wondrous and special, you know, when you're like waking up and you're running to the tree just to see what Santa brought you. And so I had to make sure I covered that era. And then there's like so much to do. I didn't want to just do Like, I didn't want to just be a repeat of Advent Calendar House because Mike Westfall does that so spectacularly. And I didn't want to just do Tis the Podcast because, again, the elves are just so phenomenal at it. And so I thought, let me just cover everything. So I do decorations, I do music, I do toys, I do movies and specials, but I also cover just random things, food. I've done a couple of food episodes, you know, stuff like that. So I figured I would just be an 80s Christmas podcast at that point. And it's worked out so far. I can't complain.
No, it has. It has. I mean, I'm an avid listener. I love mostly all your episodes. So
appreciate it.
Yeah. Keep them going because it's fantastic listening to you. I mean, obviously for myself, I'm a 90s baby. I've just, you know, last month I released, September, I released a 90s Christmas UK sort of theme.
I do remember that. Yeah.
And you know what, going back and reading over and looking over some of the stuff was like, oh my God, I've forgotten a lot of stuff in the 90s, because especially in the UK, you know, the Christmas is obviously massive over here, but I feel like we don't do it justice in comparison to you guys over in the US, and I don't think we ever will do, just because of how extravagant everything in the US is anyway.
there's no
point in trying to compete. We just have our own little swing on it. And you know, for me, when I started this podcast similarly in the pandemic, I didn't want to, you know, do it too similar to how Merry Britsmas does it, because you know, mine I feel like I'm like the child of Brian Earl with like the factual UK stuff. That's what I try to bring for my Christmas episodes. What was I going to say? So what, for you, how do you go about choosing your topics, episodes you choose? Is it past memory stuff, or is it like discovery through research and just kind of like, oh my God, I remember that back in the 80s. Let me have a look at that.
It's actually a little bit of both. So there's a lot of things right away that I remembered, some of them rather obscure, some of them, of course, really popular. And so those automatically made the list. And I've covered most of that. And then as I've flipped through even just the channels, you know, they'll have like an old show pop up and all of a sudden I'll be, I remember that show. And so then I'll just like search to see if there's a Christmas episode, or, you know, reading through some old comics and then finding something that I just loved and, you know, it's Christmassy. But also it's a lot of just, okay, let me just Google 80s Christmas toys, you know, most popular toys of the 80s, and then just see what pops up and see what I can cover, what I can't. And there's a lot of times where I stretch the limits of what counts as Christmas just because I really want to talk about a particular subject. And so you know, like there's some fantastic toys. Voltron, I got Voltron for Christmas when I was 5 years old, the wow. Lions. And so I want to cover it, but there's no Christmas episode of that series. And so it's like, well, how do I cover it? Well, I guess I got him for Christmas. I guess I could talk about it. So, you know, so that those are when they're a little trying, but most of the time there's a hard Christmas tie-in for most of the stuff. And it's just like, stuff that I remember, or sometimes something that a guest will pitch to me. And so I recently had someone say, hey, do you remember this Gundam War in the Pocket, you know, Christmas thing? And it's I said, no, I don't. And so it's because in 1989 it was only released in Japan. It didn't come over here until about 2000, you know, 2000 something.
Oh, wow, that's so a long stretch.
It's a long stretch, exactly. Yeah. So it's like some of these things, and that's coming out in December, but some of these things are ideas that people pitch to me, and others it's just literally just research, so, you know, just Googling and finding as much information about some of these things as I can. And some of the more obscure ones, there's like not a lot of information at all. People didn't keep very good records of some of these made for TV movies back in the 80s. So it's like, well, I guess we'll just talk about the movie. I mean,
yeah, God bless the Hallmark Channel at the moment, hey?
exactly. Yeah. You can Google and find out anything you want about how they made this. But some of these, like A Mouse Mystery and Me, there's like hardly any info out there. So you do the best you can.
You know what it is? It is very tough, because even for myself, obviously, like I said, I don't really venture into TV episodes or different different movies or anything. Obviously, I you know, my Christmas podcast day episode is focused on A Christmas Carol, so that was, you know, that was pretty straightforward to do, especially from a UK version. But in actual episodes talking about Christmas UK facts, there's not a lot of stuff that we haven't quote unquote stolen from other countries. So well, to try and make it our own, you know, it's
well, that's
it's
America
very,
right
very,
there.
Well, but at least with that, you can make it your own and make it, like I said earlier, extravagant as can be. Whereas us, we kind of like, you know, we have a, you know, like going back to one of my, you know, Christmas market episodes, all of our Christmas markets are fantastic, but they're all German Christmas markets. They're not English or UK Christmas markets. So, you know, trying to find full information on them was a bit of a struggle, and you know, my episode might have been less than 5 minutes, but we'll go with it.
That's okay. I actually just released an episode about 5 minutes long. It's a little mini-sode, I called it. It's just a mini-sode.
You know what? Funny enough, I just listened to it actually, and you know, just before we came on air, you were saying that you had a bit of a cold. I did hear it. I did hear a little bit of a cold in there. So don't worry. Listen, we've all been there.
It's like, well, I can record something and release something or nothing, and so I figured I'll push through.
Yeah, I think I remember at the start of the pandemic, I think I just got COVID at the time, and this is when I was doing some other stuff with YouTube, etc. And I released quite a few things during this time period that I got COVID, and at the time I felt quite fine. I, you know, lack of smell, lack of taste.
Right.
And then I rewatched over these stuff and I was like, oh my God, I couldn't breathe. Like, I was taking such a long, deep breath in between each of my words that I was like, God, I sounded like I was on my deathbed. It was bad. But at the time, I didn't realize it. You know? And it's just, you know, like you said, you got to put it out there for the people. So I was going to ask you, what does a totally rad Christmas day look like to us?
Okay, yeah. So, in my family, it's almost like Christmas Eve was even bigger than Christmas Day. So, you know, there was a Christmas Eve, big Hispanic family. So there was lots of cooking, lots of preparation, making tamales, things like that. And then we'd go to the children's mass in the evening. And then we'd come home and some friends would come over, cousins and stuff. And we'd have a big party. And usually the parents would play games or just sit around talk, and the kids would just be running around, you know, like mad, just trying to get it all. You know, we're so excited for Christmas morning, and then Christmas morning would happen. And usually they were amazing, but because my grandparents lived about an hour away, we'd celebrate Christmas, we'd open up all the presents, we'd have hot chocolate and M&M cookies, and then. Let's pack up because we got to get to grandma's house now. And so, you know, it's like you can bring one toy. Don't bring any small parts because you're going to lose them. And so it's like Christmas Day was great. But then, you know, you kind of didn't get to really play with your stuff. And then you'd go to grandma's and get like a toy truck. And you're like, oh, this is thank you. You know, but it's the thought that counts, you know. But as a kid, you're like, oh, I wanted the Thundercat. You know how it goes with kids. But a good Christmas morning, a totally rad morning is we put on the Time Life Treasury of Christmas. We take turns opening presents. We kind of savor it a little bit more. And whereas in the past, we all would just kind of just tear into it and then take pictures. And, you know, because my mom just makes us take pictures. But we like, okay, who's next? All right, you know, go. And then everybody's cheering them on and whoa. And it's just the excitement and. Same thing, we still have hot chocolate and M&M cookies because you gotta have it.
Of course.
exactly. But now we also have tamales, and my wife makes like a cranberry orange like breakfast bake that's just it's
oh,
really
very
good.
Nice.
Yeah, so we kind of just do that, and every other year we go down to see my folks because they live about 10 hours away. Still here in Texas, but it's about 10 hours away.
I will never grasp the geographical distances in America. You know, if I say 10 hours here, I'm up in Scotland, you know?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, no, we... And it's funny because Texas, you know, you go to anywhere else and they measure things by miles. But here in Texas, we do it by hours. So, you know, it's 10 hours. Okay, well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Yeah, it's just funny. But this year we'll be going down there, and so my brothers will be there, God willing, and we'll be all be at my parents' house, and so it'll be pretty cool. So pretty excited.
Oh, brilliant! Yeah. It'll be a nice nostalgic Christmas then in the Rad household.
Exactly. Yeah, and so my dad has an old Bose like radio from the late 80s, maybe early 90s, but he still has the cassette tapes that with the Time Life Treasury. Yeah. And we still put them on whenever we go down, so it's just funny. It's, you know, cassette tapes, it's like, what? Definitely the 80s there, so yeah.
That's, you know what, that sounds amazing, because I think, you know, for my family, we always my mum and dad have moved. They haven't moved quite 10 hours away, but it's you know, it's still a bit of a drive. It's about right. 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and even for us, that's still quite a distance.
Right.
But you know, it's my mum's birthday on Christmas Day, so it's like an extra special
nice.
Occasion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember, you know, growing up, we'd always have Christmas Day at our house, and every morning we'd wake up. My mum would already have like a stocking at the end of our bed, waiting for my brother and I. He's 5 years older. We'd open that, go through that, and then my mum would kind of walk through, and we'd start breakfast. We'd have the radio on in the background, the Christmas music, and then yeah, it was just, you know, obviously we have the Queen's speech at 3 o'clock every.
Well, oh
now
right,
the King's speech. Yeah, it's the King's speech now. at 3 o'clock UK time every Sunday, Christmas Day.
But we're not talking Colin Firth, right?
No, we're not talking. No, yeah. not the stuttering wonder. No. But yeah, so this year will be quite special. We're going
different.
Down to my mum's again this year at some point. And then,
nice.
Yeah, going to the whole celebrating with kids. I didn't realize just how big their lists get now. I didn't realize that. I'm pretty sure
ours were just as long. We just didn't realize.
Yeah, I just don't remember it. Yeah, exactly.
That's
I don't remember.
Right,
it.
Yeah.
My daughter, she's 11, and she's given us her list for this year. Mm. And it's like 2 A4 pieces of paper. And the majority of them are like nice. Apple, iPad, iWatch,
right.
You know. And I'm like, you know, where's the toys?
Yeah.
There's no toys on there. You know,
it's
all gadgets. Like, you know, you can get one thing, maybe, if Santa's generous, he'll give you one thing out of that, because it's a very expensive list.
Yes.
And even my nieces, it's like, for us, obviously, we had like the Argos catalog, which is just like the most magical book ever growing up, because it just had toys in every aspect. And it was quite funny, because like the older you got, the kind of further back down the book you were, so it was like toys, and then the older you got was like, I don't know, games, and then the older you got, it was like DIY stuff and hardware. That's
right.
What I look at now is like the DIY stuff and the hardware stuff. But yeah, I just, you know, I kind of forgotten just how expensive and how big these lists were.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, totally. My daughter's 11 also, and so she wants an iPhone, and it's like, she kind of needs one because she's in band now and a few other things, and it's like, but also maybe Santa can afford that, because I don't know if I can. So I understand where you're coming from. But then I have a 7-year-old son, and then my almost 5-year-old daughter. And, you know, she's her birthday's like 5 days after Christmas. But so it's like,
oh, wow.
They still want the toys. And it's like, okay, well, I can do that. We'll see about the 11-year-old.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know yet. But
but that's the joy, because, you know, my 3-year-old doesn't quite know what she wants. She'll see stuff on the TV and on adverts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she'll get really fixated. So you're like, okay, we'll look at that. We'll ask Santa to get her that.
Right.
But the 11-year-old is like, what do you want for Christmas? And she's like, yeah, I just want a new phone, like an iPad, maybe an Apple Watch,
right,
camera.
Right.
And I'm like, should we lower the expectations just slightly? Just slightly.
Right. What about an iPhone cover, like, case? I'll get
the
case.
Plain, you can decorate it yourself.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Just put some stickers on it. You'll be fine.
Absolutely.
We actually had something similar. You were talking about the catalogs. We had Sears would release their holiday wish books every year. And it was the same thing. It would grow and grow, you know. So like I think by the late 80s, early 90s, they were like 800 pages long. And it was just, you know, as a kid, you'd just zoom right to the toy section, like you were saying. And I remember like circling them all. And then if we were really ambitious, we would cut them out, cut out the pictures and sheet of paper and then say, you know, hand it to our parents. So I have a feeling you're right that our lists were rather long as well. We just didn't quite remember.
Yeah. So I was going to ask now, obviously we're coming full whack into the Christmas season. What have you got coming up over this period? What can you let us into?
Ooh, let's see. There's quite a lot, actually. I won't say everything, but I'll give a few little tidbits here. So I did mention that Gundam episode. I did a crossover episode with the Christmas Cousins. You can hear the full thing already. They already released it, but I'm going to do an edited version where I throw in clips as well. So that's going to be on You Can't Do That in Television, which is an old show on Nickelodeon. There was I've got a Roger Rabbit episode, a foreign film with Bob from Festive Foreign Film Fans. And it's a French film called I Believe in Santa Claus from 1984 that is super low budget and trippy, but it's like, what am I watching? You know, one of those. Gary Shandling had a great episode that we're talking about. I actually was able to get Adam from Merry Britsmas, and we talked Shaken Stevens, you know, Merry Christmas Everyone. That's like a classic over there.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's a great
Yeah,
song.
It really is. And it's like, didn't make a dent over here at all. Like I'd never even heard of it until a few years ago. So it's just, yeah, there's a lot of just random things here and there. An episode on the Charmings, you know, just an 80s wrestling episode, things like that. So, yeah, I'm excited. And I'm going to see if I can get my family for my Christmas Eve episode. I'm going to see if I can get my family to all record a Song of Us Christmas Caroling. We'll see if it happens. But you know how it goes with family. But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was quite funny. My the introduction to my episodes, I got both my daughters to record.
Oh,
it.
Nice.
At the time, my daughter was 10 and the other one was just turning 2 at the time, and trying to get her to just say, "Welcome to Kringle Talks Christmas."
Yeah,
it took a while and I had to really edit it to get it to flow together, but she managed to get it. Now she's older, you know,
right.
Her speech is a lot more developed and flows a lot nicer. I might get her to re-record it.
Yep. I understand. I definitely understand. Yeah. But
just before we wrap up and I'll let you get on your way. Going back to what you said about the Merry Christmas Everyone by Shaken Stevens. I did obviously my Christmas UK number ones and just in general some of the music that came out over here that was so popular in the UK that just never really hit off in America at all. And this is where I talk about just the difference in the UK Christmas compared to the US Christmas, because, you know, a lot of the Christmas music that I listen to is a lot of UK Christmas stuff. And it's, you know, so obviously nostalgic for me. Every time I sort of go back to my Spotify playlist and I'm starting to listen to Christmas music again, and, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, all of the Christmas UK number ones and stuff. And then I'm like, I wonder just how successful they did over in America. And obviously you've just alluded that one of my favorite songs of Christmas, you know, probably second to Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl, that just didn't get it. Just didn't make it.
Yeah. It is really just crazy to see the differences. Mistletoe and Wine by Cliff Richard is another one that didn't come over.
The Pogues
one did come over a little bit, but not in my area. Like, if you were to ask any Texan about it, most don't know it.
No,
I'd never heard it until a few years ago as well. It's just, it didn't hit in Texas here. If you ask any Texan about Feliz Navidad, we'll talk about it forever, but you know, but like, yeah, that one's just the same thing. And I've heard it, and so it's a great song, but you know, at this point, it's like, it's just not part of my Christmas tradition, you know? But I know it.
Of course.
Like Anthony from Tis a Podcast talks about how much he loves it. It's, you know, he lived in New York. He's a, you know, born and raised New Yorker. So that it's called Fairy Tale of New York. Of course he loves it, you know? It is interesting to see the differences, because there's a ton of Christmas number ones that are great songs that just don't hit for some reason over here. I don't know if they're just not pushed enough or what, but I'm really surprised that the Shaken Stevens isn't more popular, honestly.
Yeah. Did you have just a couple of songs? I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day by Wizard. Do you remember that? So did that song make it?
So I've heard it, but it no, not really. Mm-mm.
It's like, I mean, this is that's it. Again, growing up, that was one of the most popular Christmas songs in the UK.
Or even Slade. You know, the Slade's not really popular.
That's what I mean. Yes, I was about to say that's the next one I was about to bring up.
Yeah, same thing. It's not.
Oh god.
I know, right? It's crazy. It's not, it's not popular over here. And I'm not sure why, because there's a lot of British and English songs that did hit over here. But for some reason, a lot of the Christmas ones just didn't. And I have no idea, like, why. And I wonder if it's because, like, the radio stations kind of stop, you know, after a while. And it's not really, like, a thing, I guess. I don't know. Ken from Sounds of Christmas can explain it much better than I can about it. Because he was actually working in radio.
Yeah, of course.
So he knows about all that stuff. But, yeah, it's just...
Yeah,
it's a shame.
Yeah, it is. But you know, listen, we're a massive network of podcasters, and we're, you know, we can always reach out to each other to spread the music as best we can to our listeners. So, you know, that's what we try and do on these shows. Before we wrap up, where can everybody find you on the socials and obviously your podcast?
All right. So the easiest is totallyradchristmas.com. That's my website. You can find links to everywhere else. You can also go to linktree.com/totallyradchristmas, and it'll take you to all the socials. But I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Totally Rad Christmas, Twitter at Rad Christmas, Blue Sky at, I think it's radchristmas.bsky.social. I'm on Mastodon, but I haven't posted in like months. Yeah, you know how it goes. And I have a Facebook group, Totally Rad Christmas Mall and Arcade, where people can post and comment as well. So, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, listen, Jerry, it's been an absolute pleasure, and certainly, obviously, will not be the last time we speak.
Oh, no. I got to get you back on.
yeah, absolutely. And listen, you know, I will try and think of a few things that I can do on my side. Even if I start to delve into some of the 90s UK stuff, I can bring you on mine.
Heck yeah.
And we can definitely look at that. So,
I remember all
listen,
that.
Absolute pleasure.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Because I don't. So yeah, we'll definitely have to revisit it. But yeah, listen, pleasure coming on, and we'll definitely speak soon. Jerry, thank you very much.
No problem. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Once again, thank you to Jerry D for joining me on Kringle Talks Christmas. What an insightful conversation we had. And make sure, guys, you know, you heard all of his socials and here where you can find his podcast and his website, so make sure you check that out as well. As always, you can follow me on my official X page, formerly known as Twitter, at Christmas Talks. That's KRISTMAS Talks, and also on the official Christmas Podcast Network. Join in Jerry on Totally Rad Christmas, the best in Christmas podcast from around the world, and me. Well, guys, until next time, take care. Bye bye.